My name is Daniel Serwer. I'm the Vice President for Peace and Stability Operations here at the U.S. Institute of Peace. And it's a particular pleasure to welcome President Tihich back to USIP, where just a couple of months ago he celebrated the 10th anniversary of the Dayton Agreements. As many of you know, the President played a lead role in preparing the proposed amendments to the Dayton Constitution, which failed recently in the Bosnian Parliament, but nevertheless represent the first serious effort to renegotiate the terms that ended the war in Bosnia. On loan to USIP from the State Department, Ambassador Hayes, who will introduce the President, played a key role in support of that effort. Don is doing what USIP does best, helping a country to help itself, and we're proud of what he's done. Lest anyone conclude that the Institute will now give up on Bosnia, those of you who know me know that I wouldn't do that. I would like to mention three other activities in which we are now engaged. Don is working with Bosnia's municipal officials on reforms at the local level to make government more responsive to citizens. Neil Kritz, our Associate Vice President for Rule of Law, has been supporting an effort to create a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which has been a USIP interest since the war has ended. And last but not least is a grant-supported scholars initiative led by Professor Charlie Ingrao, which has engaged more than 200 historians from all the countries of the Balkans, from Europe and from the U.S., in an effort to sort out controversial issues in the recent history of the region, including several difficult issues concerning Bosnia. Preliminary reports on this effort are already available, and when President Tihich gets up from this session, I will present him with the executive summaries in Bosnia of most of those studies. The full reports will be published in the next year or two by Purdue University Press in collaboration with USIP. Welcome to all, and let me call on Don Hayes to introduce the President.
Thank you very much, Dan. First of all, I'd like to say in a country that is populated with engineers, President Tihich is a rarity. He is a lawyer, a former judge and prosecutor, a man with significant experience in the wartime effort, first as a victim of the concentration camps and later as a member of the diplomatic corps. And then I think his most heroic effort as a representative of the Bosniak people in the Republika Srpska's National Assembly, where I can tell you he did pioneer work to open up that assembly. In October of 2002, he was elected as the Bosniak member of the Tri-Presidency. During my tenure as Deputy High Representative, we had many opportunities to work together. And in 2004, prior to my departure as Deputy High Representative, the President personally reached out to me and asked if I could find a way to facilitate his initiative, both in constitutional reform and in developing a confidence-building mechanism labeled Truth Commission. It was his initiative, joined by others, to develop a process that could get the major political parties to sit down finally with a degree of candor, openness, and build on trust a solution that would make the Bosnian government functional and prepare it for membership in the European Union. If it were not for his leadership on this issue, I am convinced that we would not be talking about constitutional reform in Bosnia today. For those of you who have not kept up with this process, it started in April of last year. There was a working group of 8 political parties. It then was followed in November by a series of high-level meetings with political leaders themselves taking a role to create a package of amendments affecting the presidency, the parliament, the Council of Ministers, and the human rights. That package was presented to Parliament, where under the Constitution it was required to get a two-thirds vote. This first attempt to get parliamentary passage failed by 2 votes. Not, I might point out, because of the merits of the package, but because of political infighting in one party and because of political ambitions of another party. Interestingly enough, at the same time, those same parties continue discussing the Truth Commission and building a piece of legislation together. So I join all of you in waiting to hear from the President with regard to his next steps, where he sees this going, how he feels this has changed the situation in Bosnia, and how we can help him. So with that, I turn the floor over to you, Mr. President.
Gospodine potpredsjedniče Daniel Suver, gospodine Hayes, dame i gospodo, dozvolite mi da u prvom redu izrazim zadovoljstvo na prilici da govorim u ovom institutu.
Mr. Vice President of the US Peace Institute, Daniel Suver, Mr. Don Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to address you on this meeting, on this very institute.
U prvom redu se želim zahvaliti Američkom institutu za mir za sve ono što je činio i čini za Bosnu i Hercegovinu, počev od početne inicijative i pripreme za razgovore o ustavnim amandmanima do aktivnosti vezano za utvrđivanje, formiranje komisije za istinu i mir, pa evo i ovo sada što je potpredsjednik rekao, a veoma važno, komisije koja će pokušati rezimirati povijest u regionu.
Firstly, I would like to express my full gratitude to the United States Institute for Peace for all the efforts regarding of these important projects for my country, starting from the constitutional reform, then speaking about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and what Mr. Sever just mentioned, the Scholars Initiative, which are possible to find the most recent truth on the history of the Balkan region.
Imajući u vidu da je ovih dana širom svijeta obilježena godišnjica pobjede nad fašizmom, želim da iskoristim priliku i da vam čestitam ovaj veliki praznik, jer je ogroman značaj i uloga Sjedinjenih Američkih Država bila u pobjedi nad fašizmom.
Since we have just been able to celebrate the 61st anniversary of the defeating fascism throughout the, during World War II, I would like to take this great opportunity to express my gratitude to the United States and to wish you all the best on regard of this important holiday, because it was the United States taking the leading role in this important event for the world.
I kad smo svi vjerovali da je fašizam pobijeđen, zlo se ponovilo se u najgoroj formi, između ostaloga u Bosni i Hercegovini u periodu 92-95. godina.
And when we all did believe that the Nazi regime was defeated forever, the evil has been repeated. Horrible crimes of the worst kind have happened and repeated in Bosnia and Herzegovina in 1992-1995 period, sometimes even worse than during the World War II.
Ponovio se fašizam, jer kako drugačije nego fašizmom nazvati do sada pronađenih oko 500 masovnih grobnica, oko 2500 zajedničkih grobnica, kako drugačije ako ne fašizmom nazvati preko 1000 porušenih vjerskih objekata, za nije fašizam etničko čišćenje, protjerivanje preko 50% stanovništva, stotine hiljada porušenih, opustošenih kuća, desetine hiljada silovanih žena i tako dalje.
Fascism has unfortunately been repeated. How else, if not a fascism, one can name about 500 mass graves and about 2,500 common graves found so far in my country? How else can we call the hundreds of concentration camps and more than 1,000 destroyed religious capacities in Bosnia and Herzegovina? Isn't that fascism, the ethnic cleansing of the territories and expelling more than a half population from their homes, as well as hundreds of thousands destroyed and burned down houses throughout Bosnia and Herzegovina?
Ovo je prilika da se još jedan put zahvalim Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama koje su imale odlučujuću ulogu u zaustavljanju rata i stradanja u Bosni i Hercegovini i kasnije izgradnji i reintegraciji države Bosne i Hercegovine i bosansko-hercegovačkog društva.
This is therefore just another opportunity for me to express my gratitude to the United States of America, which has had a decisive role in ending the war and suffering of the people in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and after that it was the United States of America leading the process of reconstruction of my country.
Neki od vaših najboljih sinova, ambasador Robert Fraser, pukovnik Joseph Kruzel i Nilsson Drew, u misiji uspostave mira u mojoj zemlji dali su svoje živote i mi ćemo ih se trajno sjećati.
Some of the best sons of the United States of America, Ambassador Robert Fraser, Colonel Joseph Kruzel and Nilsson Drew, gave their lives in fulfilling their mission of peace in Bosnia and Herzegovina. We will therefore always remember them with respect and gratitude.
A da bi mogli bolje razumjeti gdje je sada Bosna i Hercegovina, ukratko da vas posjetim gdje se ona nalazila 1995. godine kada je potpisan Daytonski mirovni sporazum.
And now let me brief you about Bosnia and Herzegovina 10 years before, just to make you possible to understand what we have done today.
Gradovi, naselja, privreda, infrastruktura, komunikacije, devastirani, oštećeni ili uništeni. Bosna i Hercegovina podijeljena entitetskim i raznim drugim linijama razdvajanja. Na terenu oko 500.000 vojnika u tri sukobljene monoetničke vojske i 60.000 vojnika pripadnika međunarodnih vojnih snaga.
The cities, settlements, economy, infrastructure and communications in my country were fully or significantly destroyed. Bosnia and Herzegovina was divided along the war entities or some other lines of division. There were three clashing mono-ethnic and well-armed armies distributed into the three groups and containing about 500,000 soldiers, plus about 60,000 international forces members on the ground. Three big police forces far away from the professional and democratic standards, again divided among the ethnic lines.
Državne granice porozne, sloboda kretanja ograničena, pravni sistem podijeljen, više uvezan sa susjednim zemljama nego međusobno, preko 2,2 miliona ili više od polovine stanovništva protjerano izbjeglo.
The state borders were unprotected and the freedom of movement of people was limited. The legal system of Bosnia and Herzegovina was also divided and more connected to the neighboring states rather than within the country. More than 2.2 million of population, which is a half of the entire population of Bosnia and Herzegovina, were expelled from their pre-war homes or became refugees.
Ratni zločinci na slobodi, suradnja sa Haškim tribunalom veoma loša, ekonomska i socijalna situacija izuzetno teška, malo je bilo onih koji su uopće primali plaće, da ne govorim o penzionerima, porodicama poginulih boraca, šehida, invalida.
All the war criminals were at large and cooperation of many institutions in the country with the ICT was almost did not exist. Economic and social situation was very difficult due to the hundreds of thousands of pensioners, war invalids, fallen soldiers, families and war veterans which have not any salary. I cannot tell you how difficult it was, because almost no one did have any salary, and not to speak about the pensions or the other social aid distributed to these other categories.
Institucije države skoro da ne postoje, a ono što postoji i što je uspostavljeno ne funkcionira. U isto vrijeme entiteti djeluju kao države u državi.
The state institutions almost did not exist, and even those which were established have not functioned. At the same time, the entities and the other para institutions were acting as the states within the state of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Danas, 10 godina poslije, Bosna i Hercegovina je neupitna kao država i nema više ozbiljnih političkih snaga koji mogu dovesti u pitanje njen teritorijalni integritet i suverenitet, kako u Bosni i Hercegovini, tako ni van Bosne i Hercegovine.
Today, 10 years later, Bosnia and Herzegovina is not questionable as the state, and there are no political forces in or outside of the country that could jeopardize its territorial integrity and sovereignty.
Ponovo se uspostavlja multietnička struktura zemlje. Vratilo se oko 50% prognanih ili izbjegli ili oko milion građana. Osigurana makroekonomska stabilnost sa inflacijom kao u Evropskoj uniji. Konsolidovan bankarski sistem i tako dalje.
We are re-establishing the multi-ethnic structure of the country, and almost a half of those expelled persons and refugees managed to return to their pre-war homes. We have provided for the macroeconomic stability in the country, and the inflation is on the EU level, etc.
Započeli smo razgovore o zaključenju sporazuma o stabilizaciji i pridruživanju sa Evropskom unijom. Očekujemo da do kraja godine budemo primljeni u partnerstvo za mir, odnosno da 2008. godine Bosna i Hercegovina bude pozvana u članstvo NATO saveza.
Bosnia and Herzegovina so far has started the SAA negotiations with European Union, and we expect to join the PFP by the end of this year. We also have the realistic chances to be invited to join NATO by 2008.
Provodimo snažne, sveobuhvatne reforme u gotovo svim važnim oblastima. Uspostavili smo jedinstvenu sigurnosnu službu, državnu graničnu službu, agenciju za policijsku zaštitu, jedinstven sistem odbrane.
We are also carrying out the overall reforms. We have provided for the state border service, we have provided for the single national intelligence service, the police agency. We are also on a very good way providing for the defense reforms and establishing a single army and single defense ministry.
Sada imamo jedne oružane snage Bosne i Hercegovine, jedno ministarstvo, vojsku, multietničku vojsku koja broji 12.000 vojnika i odbrambene snage koje su sada u stanju da učestvuju u međunarodnim mirovnim misijama u svijetu.
So today we've got a single national army of Bosnia and Herzegovina, multi-ethnic army, containing about 12,000 professional soldiers, and that army is today capable to provide for the military and aid and assistance throughout the world.
Prije samo 10 godina svijet je slao vojnike u Bosnu. Danas Bosna i Hercegovina, naravno u okviru svojih mogućnosti, šalje vojnike u međunarodne mirovne misije i naši vojnici, policajci, danas se nalaze u Iraku, Liberiji, Sierra Leone i još nekoliko kriznih područja.
So you can see what's going on. Only 10 years ago, Bosnia and Herzegovina was a consumer of this kind of assistance, and the whole world was sending troops to my country, helping us to build up the peace and stability. Today, we are sending our guys to help the others throughout the world to do the same. So today, you can find the Bosnian soldiers and the policemen participating in the international peacekeeping missions in Iraq, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and some other crisis regions.
Podržavamo insistiranje i Sjedinjenih Američkih Država i Evropske unije o striktnom ispunjavanju uvjeta za članstvo u euroatlantskim strukturama, posebno kada je u pitanju bezuvjetna suradnja sa Haškim tribunalom, jer smatramo da je to prvenstveno interes naše zemlje.
We fully support this, insisting from the NATO, United States of America, and European Union on the full and cooperation with the ICTY, specifically when it comes to the apprehension of the most wanted war criminals, because it is not in the interest of the NATO, United States, or European Union. It is for the best interest of my country and our citizens.
Smatramo da je pitanje odnosa prema ratnom zločinu i zločincima najvažnije pitanje ne samo za Bosnu i Hercegovinu, nego i za cijel region. Također smatramo da dolazi vrijeme, odnosno da prolazi vrijeme kada su ratni zločinci bili smatrani nacionalnim herojima i da dolazi vrijeme kada oni postaju ono što jesu, a to je ratni zločinci i kriminalci.
It is our deep convinced that the proper attitude towards the war crimes and the war criminals is the key issue not only for Bosnia and Herzegovina but for all the countries throughout the region. We are also very happy to see that the time is passing when the war criminals were treated as the national heroes. Today the people are understanding that they not deserve to be treated like the heroes because they are the war criminals and nothing else.
Smatramo da je pitanje utvrđivanja istine i pravde ključno pitanje ne samo za prošlost, nego je to važno isto tako za budućnost, za gradnju boljih odnosa između i povjerenja kako između ljudi i naroda, tako i država.
In that context, we also think that finding the truth about what has happened in the past is the most important issue for the future of the region as well, because only on the basis of truth and justice you can build up the better relations between the cities, between the states, between the peoples, and for the generations to come.
Osim dva Haška suda, Međunarodnog suda pravde i suda za suđenje ratnim zločincima, važnu ulogu utvrđivanju istine treba da ima domaće lokalno pravosuđe u našim zemljama, a isto tako bit će važna uloga i komisije za utvrđivanje istine o stradanjima građana, o čemu je u uvodu bilo riječi.
Beside of the two most important international justice institutions, the ICTY and ICC, I think it's also important to stress out the role of the domestic judiciary in country which is supposed to trial the war crimes and war criminals. An important role will also be for the Truth Commission that Mr. Sever has just mentioned in his speech.
Proces ispunjavanja uvjeta na putu prema Europskoj uniji i NATO mogao bi ići brže. Problem je u postojećem ustavnom ustrojstvu naše zemlje. Bosna i Hercegovina danas je nefunkcionalan i skup politički sistem koja ima slabu državu i jake entitete.
This process of meeting the requirements towards the European Union and NATO could be even faster, but the problem is within the current constitution in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Today Bosnia and Herzegovina has got an extremely clumsy and very extensive political system which makes the state to be weak and the entities are very strong today.
Stoga smo i započeli proces ustavnih reformi i uz pomoć Instituta za mir i kasnije američke vlade i postignut je politički sporazum šest najvećih političkih stranaka o prvoj fazi ustavnih reformi. Sporazum je podržala većina u parlamentu Bosne i Hercegovine, ali ne dvotrećinska, što je neophodno da bi se amandmani mogli usvojiti.
For that reason, we have initiated this process of the constitutional reforms and gratefully to the support of the Peace Institute and the United States government later on, we have managed to achieve an agreement by the six most influential political parties in the country, and it was about the first phase of the constitutional reforms. This agreement has been supported by the great majority of the citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and it was also supported by the majority members of the parliament. Unfortunately, we failed because we did not have enough two-third votes in the parliament. There were only two votes short.
Smatram da se radi o dobrom sporazumu koji ima 34 stranice, od čega 14 stranica amandmana, a 20 stranica zakonske materije, sporazum koji osigurava jaču državu, efikasniju i funkcionalniju vlast.
I think that this is a very good agreement. It contains about 34 pages of the text, 14 pages are regarding the amendments, and the rest of 20 pages are dealing with the laws necessary to provide for these changes. And this agreement is going to provide for a stronger state capable to be the partner to the international community.
Prva faza ustavnih amandmana obuhvata 4 važne oblasti. To je pitanje institucije predsjednika, odnosno predsjedništva, zatim vijeća ministara ili pak vlade, parlamenta Bosne i Hercegovine i nadležnosti, odnosno kompetencija države.
The first phase is dealing with 4 important branches regarding the constitution. It is the issue of the single president or the presidency of the country, the council of ministers, which is actually the government of the country, the parliament, and the capacity and the competencies of the state.
Postignutim sporazumom i amandmanima znatno smo ojačali državu Bosnu i Hercegovinu sa izvornim nadležnostima, podijeljenim nadležnostima, a isto tako smo jasno rekli da sve ono što znači ispunjavanje uvjeta za evropski put jeste nadležnost države Bosne i Hercegovine.
With this agreement we have managed to strengthen the state of Bosnia and Herzegovina very much because we have prescribed what are the original competencies of the state, what are the shared competencies between the other institutions, and we also clearly said that everything which is dealing with the NATO and European Union requirement is in the competency of the state, the original competency of the state.
U izvorne nadležnosti države Bosne i Hercegovine sa entiteta na državu preneseni su poslovi odbrane i poslovi sigurnosti.
Which is very important, we have managed to transfer some of the entity competencies like the defense and security issues to become the original competencies and exclusive competencies of the state.
U podijeljene nadležnosti Bosne i Hercegovine sa nižim institucijama vlasti uneseni su poslovi u oblastima pravosuđa, poljoprivrede, poreskog sistema, lokalne samouprave, nauke, tehnologije.
Regarding the shared competencies between the national level institutions and the other institutions in the country, we have said that those are going to be the judiciary, those are going to be the agricultural issues, the taxes, the local self-government, the education, ecology, etc.
Isto tako je rečeno da sve nadležnosti koje su do sada prenesene sa entiteta na državu ne mogu se vratiti bez suglasnosti države i oba entiteta.
The agreement also stipulates that all these competencies which were transferred to the state from the entities to the state so far are not going to be brought back to the entities. They are becoming the state original competencies.
Vijeće ministara prema novim rješenjima predstavlja klasičnu evropsku vladu sa nadležnostima, načinom rada i institucijama kako se to inače radi u demokratskom svijetu.
According to the amendments proposed, the Council of Ministers is going to become a typical European government with the competencies as the other European countries' governments do have, as the other democratic governments do have.
I vijeće ministara smo povećali za 2 ministarstva, Ministarstvo nauke, tehnologije, ekologije i Ministarstvo poljoprivrede.
We have also managed to enlarge the Council of Ministers, adding 2 new ministries, the Agriculture and the Ministry of the Science, Technology and Ecology.
Prvi puta imamo instituciju predsjednika Bosne i Hercegovine, koji je istovremeno i predsjednik predsjedništva kada se rješavaju pitanja za koje je neophodan konsenzus.
For the first time after Dayton Accords, Bosnia and Herzegovina is going to have a president of the state who is at the same time going to be the president of the presidency when acting as a collective member dealing with the issues which require for the consensus of the members of the presidency.
Nažalost, nismo osigurali da mandat predsjednika bude 4 godine, nego će ostati rotacija 3 puta po 16 mjeseci.
At this moment we could not manage to reach the agreement regarding the mandate of the president of the state. We were not able to abolish the rotation, because we said that it's going to be each 16-month rotation in the presidency, and the president of the presidency is going to be the president of the state, as I've just said.
Ali isto smo tako rekli i podijelili nadležnosti između predsjednika i predsjedništva. I 90% nadležnosti ima predsjednika. Samo 10% radi kao kolektivno tijelo, odnosno samo po pitanjima odbrane.
Yet we have managed to define strictly what are the competencies of the president of the state and what are the competencies of the presidency. Actually, the president is in charge of all the issues dealing with the state leading, except the defense when he needs the consensus between the two vice presidents and himself.
Kada je u pitanju parlament Bosne i Hercegovine, predvidili smo da Dom naroda rješava samo pitanja vitalnog nacionalnog interesa i samo onda ako su povrijeđena zakon.
We have also managed to improve the work of the Parliament of Bosnia and Herzegovina. For example, the House of Peoples, according to the amendments, is not going to deal with all the issues as it was the case now. The House of Peoples now should deal only with the issues regarding the vital ethnic interest protection.
Do sada je Dom naroda morao da potvrđuje sve odluke zastupničkog doma i to je značajno usporavalo proces donošenja odluka.
Why I'm stressing that as a great success, because the current situation is that the House of Peoples is supposed to discuss and reconfirm all the decisions passed by the House of Representatives.
Osim predsjednika Bosne i Hercegovine, svi ostali predsjednici imaju mandat 4 godine.
Except the president of Bosnia and Herzegovina, all the other presidents in the parliament are now going to have the 4 mandate.
Smatram da je ukinuli smo entitetsko glasanje u Domu naroda, nismo uspjeli postići dogovor da se ukine entitetsko glasanje u zastupničkom domu.
We did manage to abolish this entity voting principle in the House of Peoples, but we failed to do the same in the House of Representatives because the people from the other entity were not prepared to accept it now.
Smatram da je ovo dobar sporazum, to je prva faza koja znači napredak. A u drugoj fazi smo rekli da će se održati nakon općih izbora, kada možemo raspravljati i druga pitanja o kojima sada nismo mogli postići dogovor.
Taking into consideration all these things I've mentioned above, I do believe that it was a good agreement and this is only the first phase of the constitutional reforms. We, the political parties' leaders, also agreed that we will go on after the elections. We will start with the second phase of the constitutional reforms in the country.
A sad nekoliko rečenica o stanju u regionu.
And now let me say something about the situation in our region.
10 godina nakon završetka rata, uglavnom smo normalizirali odnose sa oba naša susjeta, Hrvatskom i državnom zajednicom Srbijom i Crnom Gorom.
10 years after ending the war, we have managed mostly to normalize our relations with our neighbors, Republic of Croatia and the State Union of Serbia and Montenegro.
Između naših država postoji niz zaključenih bilateralnih sporazuma. Prelazak granice obavlja se na osnovu lične karte, nije potreban više pasoš kao što je to slučaj sa drugim državama.
There are a lot of bilateral agreements signed between our countries and the citizens of our 3 countries can cross the borders of the countries without the ID only. They do not need passport as they need with the other states in the region.
Iako formalno postoje, de facto su ukinuti specijalni ili paralelni odnosi entiteta sa susjednim državama.
And these special parallel relations between the entities of Bosnia and Herzegovina with the neighboring states are still existing on the paper only because in practice they have been abolished.
U ovoj godini očekujem da se riješe još 2 preostala pitanja na području bivše Jugoslavije. To je pitanje Crne Gore, odnosno referenduma u Crnoj Gori i statusa Kosova.
Our expectations are that within this year, 2 important issues in our region are going to be resolved, and it is the Kosovo status and the future of Republic of Montenegro.
Kada je u pitanju referendum o nezavisnosti Crne Gore, koji u odnosu na ostale republike kasnijih 14 godina, mislim da će obje strane i svi drugi poštovati volju građana koja bude demokratskim putem u skladu sa pravilima i Evropske unije izražena.
When it comes to referendum in Montenegro, that is something which has been, which should be done 14 years ago. Today they are a bit late, but I'm sure that the citizens of Montenegro and Serbia will respect the decision, whatever that might be.
Kada je u pitanju Kosovo, to pitanje je sigurno složenije i kompleksnije. I mi smatramo da ovo pitanje treba da se rješava mirnim putem, dogovorom između Beograda i Prištine na principima kontakt grupe.
The other issue, Kosovo, is a much more sensitive and much more complex one, and we should be more careful. But our position is that it is to be done in a peaceful way throughout the dialogue and negotiations between Pristina and Belgrade, and of course upon the contact group principles.
Kosovo ide na putu ka nezavisnosti, s tim što prije toga mora osigurati sva kolektivna prava nealbanskog stanovništva u skladu sa evropskim demokratskim standardima.
Kosovo today is moving towards its independence, but prior to that it has to provide for the full human rights of the non-Albanian population according to the democratic standards.
U svakom slučaju, pitanje statusa Kosova ne može se ni na koji način dovesti u vezu sa teritorijalnim integritetom i suverenitetom Bosne i Hercegovine.
Anyway, the future of Kosovo, the future status of Kosovo cannot be connected with Bosnia and Herzegovina. It cannot have any reflections on our territorial integrity and sovereignty.
Smatramo da ovo pitanje treba biti riješeno jer postojeće stanje ne odgovara nikome.
It is important to resolve this issue as soon as possible
tokom ove
because
godine.
No one is in favor of the current situation.
I na kraju, evo, Bosna i Hercegovina, mjesto gdje se susrele četiri velike monoteističke religije, donoseći našoj zemlji i njenim građanima svu raskoš njihovih kultura, tradicija, jeste na dobrom putu izgradnje države demokratskog civilnog društva.
Finally, Bosnia and Herzegovina is a multi-ethnic and multi-religious country where the four most important and biggest monotheistic religions have met, bringing to our citizens in our country the whole luxury of their cultures and their traditions. Bosnia and Herzegovina is having that long tradition of peaceful coexistence.
Ponosni smo na našu multietničnost, koju smatramo našim najvećim bogatstvom i komparativnom prednošću. Jedinstvo različitosti kao stalni proces sastavni je dio života Bosne i Hercegovine.
So we are very proud of our multi-ethnicity and we think it is our greatest adventure. It is not a disadventure. We are so far building up the unity of diversity.
Građani Bosne i Hercegovine uz pomoć međunarodne zajednice, uz pomoć naših prijatelja, Sjedinjenih Američkih Država, pomažu historijski ispit suživota različitih religija, kultura, civilizacija sa uspjehom.
Today we, the citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina, along with the support of our friends from the United States and the whole international community, are successfully passing throughout a historic exam of the peaceful coexistence and mutual between the different religious ethnic groups and cultures in the country.
Na taj način ćemo najbolje dokazati neodrživost teorija o neizbježnom sukobu civilizacija.
Doing well in this respect, we will in the best way be able to deny all these theories on the clashes of civilizations.
Hvala lijepo, možda kroz pitanja ću malo još
dotaknuti
se drugih pitanja,
tema. Thank you very much. I'm going to give the floor to you and I will be on disposal to answer any of your questions.
I'm going to open the floor to questions. There's a microphone over here. Yeah, if we could bring it closer to the middle, that would be good, because the camera's a bit in the way. Anybody who has a question, please do line up. It helps.
Otvaram sesiju pitanja. Svi koji imaju pitanja, neka se prijave. Mikrofon je tu.
It helps me to see how many questions there are.
To će mi pomoći da vidim koliko pitanja ima.
And to manage the time better.
I naravno da bolje rasporedim vrijeme.
Please do introduce yourself, Mr. Barry.
Mr. President, I'm Robert Barry. I was the head of the OSCE mission in Bosnia, and I helped to preside over a number of elections. You have an election coming, and the past history means, I think, that it is more difficult to reach consensus during a period of electoral campaigning. With that in mind, how do you think it will be possible to get the necessary majority for the constitutional amendments which are still pending?
Pošto se izbori približavaju, kako mislite da ćete dobiti tu nepotrebne dvije trećine u parlamentu da usvojite amandmane?
Kako dvije trećine možemo dobiti onako kako se to radi u parlamentu, u svim parlamentima svijeta, to jeste glasanje.
Well, thank you for your question. I think we can get these two majority votes as it is used to be done in the democratic practice throughout the parliaments in the other democratic countries.
Kako osigurati još dva ili više glasova lobiranjem, ubjeđivanjem kao svugdje u demokratiji?
How to provide for two or more votes in the parliament through lobbying, through talking to the people, trying to convince them that it was the right thing to do, that they should pass the amendment and make the right decision for the future of the country.
Vjerujem da će oni koji su glasali protiv shvatiti da su amandmani daleko, daleko bolje rješenje nego da ostane sve po starom.
I really do believe that even those people who voted against in the parliament will in the end of the day understand that they have made mistake and these amendments are going to bring the better future to the country. It will be much better to pass the amendments rather than to keep as it is now.
Predrag.
My name is Predrag Pajic. Mr. President, I'm going to ask you this question in English and then in our native language. Why are Bosniak afraid of the survival of Republic Srpska within Bosnia and Herzegovina, and why, in your opinion, do the Serbs refuse the concept of civil state in Bosnia and Herzegovina without ethnic entities? Da kažem to i na našem jeziku, zbog čega se Bošnjaci, da nemam bolji izraz, plaše opstanka Republike Srpske u okviru Bosne i Hercegovine i zašto po njihovom mišljenju, po vašem mišljenju, Srbi odbijaju projekat građanske države, to jest BiH, bez etničkih definisanih entiteta?
Vidite, Bošnjaci, ja to ne bih samo nazvao Bošnjaci, nego vjerovatno i drugi.
Firstly, I would not say that only Bosniaks, but the other non-Serbs,
uključujući
probably,
ovaj najveći broj Hrvata,
including the most of the Bosnian Croats, are not in favor.
Smatraju da dvojentitetsko uređenje Bosne i Hercegovine nije nešto što je priroda Bosne i Hercegovine. To je rezultat rata, ratnih linija, stradanja, agresije na Bosnu i Hercegovinu.
It is the product of the war crimes, the product of
i to može biti privremeno rješenje, a nikako trajno rješenje.
So the current two entities can be the temporary solution only, but it's going never to be accepted as the lasting solution for our country.
U Bosni i Hercegovini je etničko nešto što je prirodno Bosni i Hercegovini, što postoji kroz stoljeća, ali entitetsko je nešto što nije i što je na silu dovedeno.
And the ethnic composition of the country, so you will understand that this ethnic component is something which is natural and traditional for Bosnia and Herzegovina. We are familiar with that, but something which is entity, which is based on the suffering and the war, is something which is not acceptable by the people.
Normalno, entitetska podjela može se eliminisati samo demokratskim putem, demokratskim sredstvima, između ostaloga i kroz ove amandmane, tako što umanjujemo značaj entiteta, što na određen način dokidamo entitete i stvaramo uvjete da u nekom drugom vremenu, kada to budu htjeli i predstavnici kad su glasili predstavnici srpskog naroda Bosnu i Hercegovinu teritorijalno drugačije organizovati.
But of course we only can get rid of the two entities throughout the democratic process, throughout the dialogue, and of course we need the acceptance and approval of all of the factors in the country for that. We can get rid of entities gradually throughout the process of the constitutional reform, strengthening the state and weakening the entities. Doing so, we will gradually abolish the entities, and that will be supported by the citizens of the country.
And what is your second question? Zašto Srbije odbijaju projekat građanske države?
Pa vidite, projekat građanske države odbijaju kada je u pitanju nivo Bosne i Hercegovine. Međutim, kada je u pitanju nivo entiteta, gdje su većina, onda se zalažu.
You know, there is a problem with the Bosnian Serbs because they are denying this concept of the civilian state only in the Republic of Srpska, you know, where they are in majority. But when it comes to the state level, they are very supporting and very much in favor of this concept of the state because they are not majority in the country. And they want a parity there.
To nije dosljedno baš, ali eto, tako je.
Of course, you can see this inconsistence, but it is the situation in the country.
Mr. Tihić, thank you for being here, and thank you for your lecture. I'm Father Damir Stojić. I'm the pastor of the Croatian Catholic Mission here in Washington, D.C. Last week, at the beginning of the week, Cardinal Vinko Pulic was here speaking, and he is a man of hope, but his picture was quite morbid of the situation of the Catholics in Sarajevo. He spoke in a very concrete fashion of the persecution and the lack of human rights regards the Catholics in Sarajevo. He mentioned not being able to get building permits to build churches, whereas mosques are being built at will. I'd like you to comment that situation and also comment your view why the Catholic bishops of Bosnia and Herzegovina were very vocal against the constitutional reforms. Thank you.
Kako komentirate stav Katoličke crkve i biskupske konferencije koja je bila snažno protiv ovih amandmana?
Vidite, izjave uzoritog kardinala Vinka Puljića su snažno odjeknule u Bosni i Hercegovini i doživjeli su jednu negativnu reakciju jer ne odgovaraju, uglavnom ne odgovaraju istini.
We know that Cardinal Pulic was here, and we know what he said and what he stated here in the United States of America. I can tell you the one thing. The citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina are extremely disappointed by what he said, because it is simply not true.
Kardinal Vinko Pulic je cijeli rat bio u Sarajevu, cijeli rat bio u Bosni i Hercegovini i borio se za Bosnu i Hercegovinu. I on ima... O njemu postoji visoko mišljenje kao čovjeku borcu za Bosnu i Hercegovinu koji će živjeti ravnopravno svi njeni narodi.
Because His Eminency Cardinal Pulic is a very distinguished person among the Bosnian community, among the citizens of our country. He spent all the war time in Sarajevo. He shared the most difficult days of our history with us, suffering as same as we did. He is very well known as someone who is fighting for Bosnia and Herzegovina, and that's why the people were disappointed by his statements.
Ja razumijem, odnosno mi razumijemo nezadovoljstvo Vinka Pulića kao kardinala položajem katolika u Bosni i Hercegovini.
I can understand, even the people can understand, why Cardinal Pulic is not happy with the position of the Catholics in Bosnia today.
Činjenicom da je broj katolika možda umanjen za 40%.
We also understand the fact that the number of the Catholics in Bosnia and Herzegovina has been decreased for even 40%.
Međutim, položaj katolika, pravoslavaca, muslimana u Bosni i Hercegovini, on je isti, nema tu privilegija za bilo koju od ove religija.
When it comes to the position of the Bosnian Catholics, Bosnian Muslims, Bosnian Orthodoxes, and the others, it is always the same. There are no privileges for any ethnic group or any religious group in the country.
Znači, mi smo jedino sa katoličkom crkvom, odnosno sa Vatikanom, potpisali konkordat o vraćanju imovine. Dok to nismo učinili sa islamskom zajednicom, odnosno sa pravoslavnom crkvom. A namjeravamo da učinimo.
Which is very interesting, and I'm sure that Cardinal Puig did not mention that. It was only the Vatican, Bosnia and Herzegovina, has signed the bilateral agreement. So only the Bosnian Catholics have this privilege to have the bilateral agreement between Vatican and the state of Bosnia and Herzegovina. We haven't done so far for the Bosnian Muslims or the Bosnian Orthodoxes.
Ja živim u Sarajevu isto, znate. I ne bi dozvolio da se bilo šta, bilo kakva diskriminacija čini prema katolicima. Pogotovo ne mogu prihvatiti da postoji nekakav zahtjev 8 godina, a da nije izdato odobrenje da se gradi katolička crkva. Ja bih volio da znam tačno o kojem se slučaju radi.
I'm the one who lives in Sarajevo as well, and believe me, I would never accept and I would never tolerate any kind of discrimination of any ethnic or religious group. Specifically, I deny this story about 8 years waiting for the approval to build up the church. I would really like to know what kind of example, what place is it in Sarajevo? He was not allowed to build the church for 8 years so far.
The Jesuit church in
Vidite, lično bio sam zajedno zatvoren u logorima sa Hrvatima tamo Posavine. Prošao sam 5 logora. Između ostalog sam bio Bosanski Šamac, Brčko, Bijeljina, Batajnica i Sremska Mitrovica zajedno sa zarobljenicima iz Vukovara.
I have my
I prošao sam sve zajedno torture
regarding the Bosnian Croats, regarding Bosnian Catholics, because I'm coming from the region where Bosniaks and the Bosnian Catholics, Bosnian Croats are living together in peace. I have also shared the most difficult days of my life throughout the concentration camps, the Serbian concentration camps, along with the Bosnian Catholics and Bosnian Croats. I was with them in camps in Belgrade and in Sremska Mitrovica. In Sremska Mitrovica camp, I was there with the prisoners from Vukovar.
Nikada ne bi dozvolio da se bilo kakva diskriminacija pravi prema katolicima. Budite sigurni, znate.
I would never, but never accept.
Zašto Hrvata nedostaje 40%?
Discrimination against the Bosnian Catholics. And why we have 40% of Bosnian Catholics less today?
Sigurno je to rezultat protjerivanja, stradanja, ratnih zločina i tako dalje.
It is for sure the result of the war suffering. It was the result of the war crimes. It was the result of expelling people.
Ali činjenice da su Hrvati za razliku od Bošnjaka imali alternativu, imali su hrvatsku državu koja je pružala određene pogodnosti da se mogu nastaniti i živjeti.
Cannot deny. Contrary to the Bosniaks, the Bosnian Croats, the Bosnian Catholics did have the other alternative. They did have the neighboring Croatia. They could flee. They could find another shelter, another home and better conditions to live.
Pazite, od ukupnog broja ubijenih, 70% su Bošnjaci muslimani.
If you take the total number of the victims of people killed in Bosnia and Herzegovina during the war, 70% of them are Bosnian Muslims.
Negdje oko 23%, 24% su Srbi.
About 23% are the Bosnian Serbs killed in Bosnia, and the Croats are about 5% victims in a country.
Ali, zbog čega je 40% manje, to je pitanje o kojem bi mogli možda šire elaborirati, ali nije prilika za to.
Why we have 40% less Croats comparing to the pre-war number of the Croats?
A svima je u Bosni teško, i katolicima, i pravoslavcima, i muslimanima.
I'm afraid we'll have no
pogotovo ekonomski.
So now, but today I can tell you that all the citizens of the country of Bosnia and Herzegovina are in a very difficult positions. The Catholics, the Serbs, the Croats, and the Bosniaks and anyone, because it is a very difficult economic situation.
Mr. President, I don't think we can solve this question here today, but we will hope that you'll take back to Bosnia the particular concern about the church in Grbavica and satisfy yourself when you get back on that particular point. Barry?
A vidi, onaj odmah za grba, za crkvu grba,
just
ako vidite što je to, ne znam, jednostavno ne mogu da vjerujem da 8 godina more čekati odgovor na
zahtjev.
Sa kardinalom se tamo viđam.
I have regular meetings with the cardinal and he never mentioned that issue to me.
To ne može, dobro.
I simply cannot believe.
Barry Wood, Voice of America.
Yes,
Mr. President, I'm probably not alone in being struck by the implication that you believe those constitutional reforms will be implemented. I want to follow on from Ambassador Barry. There are those who believe that the European Union, the United States government, have been deeply let down by the failure to get this approved, and that if it's to be revived, it has to be done quickly, May or June. I'd like to ask your opinion and also Mr. Hayes, are you optimistic that this can be done, and what must be done for that to happen?
Vidite, najjednostavnije je da ostavimo stanje kako jeste. I onda imamo 4 godine jedan skup, nefunkcionalan, neefikasan sistem.
We can always take the easiest approach to stay, to leave it as it is now and to have another 4-year period
vremena, a to je puno za Bosnu i Hercegovinu koja je izgubila do sada godina i godina zbog ratova i stradanja.
We cannot afford that because we've already lost a lot of time due to the war and sufferings.
Zato sam ja i prilikom moje posjeti Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama molio za pomoć, za podršku da ove amandmane
this opportunity
usvojimo,
as I was visiting the United States of America,
a blizu smo,
asking for the additional support because really it is in the best interest of the state of Bosnia and Herzegovina and our citizens.
I to treba da se desi do kraja mjeseca.
And that is to be done by the end of this month, of course, if God will help us.
Mr. President, let me insert a question here. Many of us in the room are disappointed that the NATO forces in Bosnia have not arrested either Karadzic or Mladic. But the obligation in the Dayton agreements is actually on the parties to the agreement to make these arrests. What is your explanation for why these arrests have not yet been made, and do you expect them soon?
Pa zbog toga što nisu uhapšeni ratni zločinci, postoji neki sistem podijeljene odgovornosti i međunarodne zajednice i domaće snage.
I'm also very disappointed that these two are not arrested so far, but there is the system of the shared responsibility between the international community and the local government and responsible institution.
Vi znate da su oni jedno vrijeme maltene slobodno prolazili kraj punktova SFOR-a.
All of us know very well that during some period after the war, these two war criminals were almost free moving throughout and nearby the checking points of the international military forces in my country.
Dugo vremena političari, evo posebno iz Republike Srpske, su samo deklarativno bili za suradnju sa Hagom, a nisu ništa činili u tom pravcu.
We all know that for a long time so far, the politicians from Republic of Srpska entity were not sincerely committed to do so. They were just promising to do that, but in reality they have done nothing.
Sada se promijenilo stanje. Sada, osim deklarativno, postoje i stvarni rezultati.
They are trying to provide for the results.
Ja se nadam da ćemo eto do kraja godine, ako Bog da, uhapsiti Karadžića i Mladića zajedno sa drugima.
To believe that these two are going to be arrested by the end of this year.
Kako vrijeme ide,
on
ne gube podršku samo političara, nego gube podršku i naroda i oni koji im pomažu skrivanje.
It has something to do with changing the attitude towards the war crimes and war criminals, as I've said, because as the time passing, these two people are losing support from the people, and the people are not more willing to help them hiding too long.
Mike.
Mr. President, my name is Mike Holtzell. I was for many years Democratic Staff Director for Europe in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and it's good to see you again. At the end of your speech, the last sentence practically was almost a verbatim translation from a slogan, a saying that we hold dear in America, e pluribus unum, out of diversity, unity. And several people have addressed this question in various ways. You made a convincing case, I think, for the adoption of the amendments to the Constitution. I'd like to press you more at the grassroots level, what's being done. There was a piece in this morning's Washington Post about a women's group in Mostar and elsewhere, and that was honored by the National Democratic Institute here in Washington a few days ago. That's one way to do it. Education is the obvious way to build for the future, but as I understand it, that's a competency that is not at the national level, but rather at the regional or the local level. I wonder if you could explain to us what measures are being taken at the popular, the grassroots level to bring the at least the three major communities and the minorities together again. Thank you.
Ja sam rekao da mi obnavljamo multietničku strukturu Bosne i Hercegovine, između ostalog i povratkom ljudi na svoje ognjišta.
I have just said that we are re-establishing the multi-ethnic structure of the country, including the return process, providing for those people to return to their pre-war homes.
I rezultati koji su postignuti u Bosni i Hercegovini, oni jesu i rezultat višestoljetne tradicije zajedničkog suživota, što nije mogao da uništi ni ovaj rat.
So there is something very important we have to know, and it is the fact that the results we have managed to achieve so far are actually coming from the fact that we have that long tradition of the peaceful coexistence and tolerance between the different groups and different religions. And this tradition was not be able to be destroyed even by this horrible war.
Ja sam pomenuo da u Sarajevu u većini mjesta postoje jedne kraj druge crkva, katolička crkva, pravoslavna džamija, negdje i sinagoga. Pa u Sarajevu imamo 400 godina staru pravoslavnu crkvu koja je tu zajedno sa svim drugim vjerskim objektima stoji, katoličkim i islamskim i sinagoga i tako.
In Sarajevo, but in many other Bosnian towns, you will find both the Catholic and Orthodox Church, the mosque and even the synagogue, standing side by side for hundreds of years so far. For example, in Sarajevo, we've got an old Orthodox church being old for more than 400 of years, and it has been there. We have never thought about destroying that.
Sad, uspostavljanje te strukture, uspostavljanje povjerenja, zato je veoma važna istina, istina o stradanjima.
But to re-establish the confidence, to re-establish the multi-ethnic structure of the country fully, I mean, it is important to find the truth about what happened in the past, what happened during the war, about the suffering of our people.
Samo na temeljima istine možemo da gradimo povjerenje, možemo da gradimo bolju budućnost.
Because only on the basis of truth we can build up the confidence, we can build a better future for the generations to come.
Zato je važan rad ne samo sudova, nego i komisija i svih nevladnih organizacija koje učestvuju u procesima koji znači pomirenje, koji znači razgovori
među ljudima. Which will require the engagement of all the segments in society, not only judiciary. We need a commission about the truth and reconciliation. We also need some other segments of society to be engaged in this overall process.
Tome sigurno doprinose i ustavni amandmani,
constitutional amendments are going to work in favor of
razvoj lokalne samouprave,
the local self-government, nevladnog sektora, the NGO sector, etc.
seen the bleed with AFP News Agency. If the constitutional amendments fail to pass again, what next?
Šta će se desiti ponovno ako opet ne prođu amandmani?
Nećemo ići na usvajanje ako prethodno ne osiguramo podršku većine.
Firstly, we are not going to retry if we, prior to that, are not able to provide for the majority, two-thirds majority required.
Znači, neće biti pokušaja ako prethodno ne osiguramo najmanje još dva glasa.
So we will not try with the parliament again if we first are not able to find the two votes short.
I wonder if I could take the opportunity to underline how different this process is from so many other processes that have gone on in Bosnia. This is a process where the democratically elected representatives are making a fundamental decision about their constitution. So much of what's happened in Bosnia in recent years has been imposed by the international community. This is a case where we're looking to Bosnians to make decisions. I think that's almost as important as passing the amendments. Please. Come to the microphone. Though.
If you fail to get the two votes you need, can you explain to us what do you expect for the country?
Ako ne uspijete dobiti ta dva glasa, možete li nam reći šta očekujete da se dogodi u zemlji?
Ukoliko bi ostalo sve po starom, ne samo da ne bi načinili korak naprijed, bojim se da bi ugrozili i postojeće reforme koje su u toku i bojim se da bi, da bi na određen način došlo do radikalizacije prilika u zemlji na svim stranama.
If we fail to pass the amendments in the parliament and if everything is going to stay as it is now, I'm afraid that it will be a very difficult period for my country, because not only that we will jeopardize the reform process we have already started and doing so well, but I'm afraid even more that the radical forces in the country are going to get stronger, which is very dangerous.
U takvoj situaciji, vjerovatno na izborima bi mogle da pobjede one stranke koje se zalažu za isključivost, samo za svoja rješenja, a koja nisu spremne činiti kompromise.
Under such circumstances, I'm afraid that on the forthcoming elections, these more radical forces could even win. And those are the forces who are taking care of their own solutions and their own interests only. Those are the forces which are not prepared to make the compromise.
Zatim, postojeći sistem, kakav je sada, on nema prohodnost za usvajanje niza zakona, odluka na putu Bosne i Hercegovine ka Evropskoj uniji. Ili je ta prohodnost jako otežana, odnosno usporena?
Besides, the current constitution in Bosnia and Herzegovina is an extremely complicated one, and Bosnia and Herzegovina cannot move towards the European Union, NATO, etc., because simply we have no instruments to pass the laws and to take the decisions necessary to do achieve our utmost goal.
Zato ja ne mogu nikako da prihvatim da ne uspijemo i da amandman ne bude usvojeni, jer znam da bi to bilo jako loše za moj zemlju.
Simply cannot accept to fail because I know how horrible it could be for my country.
Let me ask, Mr. President, the question I asked before we came into the room. Is Bosnia going back to war?
Neće u rat, to više.
No.
Zato ne postoji ni u Bosni i Hercegovini, ni u regionu.
No one is willing even to think about, not only in Bosnia and Herzegovina, but even in the region.
Da stvari vrati nazad.
But the failure could bring us backward. It could slow down the whole process.
Da dovede do još većeg iseljavanja stanovništva.
And that could be a real disaster for my country.
Da ugrozi postojanje države Bosne i Hercegovine.
Leave the country, and that could bring us to jeopardize the existence of the state of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
U kontekstu i neki drugi regionalni pitanjima o kojima sam govorio.
Which is not good even in the context of the regional situation and the issues I have mentioned hereby.
Excellent.
Okay. My name is Ivica Puljić. I'm a journalist for Voice of America. I'd like to ask Mr. President about your opinion. We have in Bosnia and Herzegovina elections, October 1st. How big is the impact of this failure of constitutional changes and what you expect from next elections? And this is a question, just one sentence, if you allow me. I was here when Cardinal Puljić was here, and he didn't talk about the status of Catholics only in Sarajevo. He was talking about, especially in all Bosnia and Herzegovina, especially Republika Srpska. I think we had a small misunderstanding here, but I just like to say that, because especially is bad status in Republika Srpska, not Sarajevo. That was a small misunderstanding. Thank you.
Ja mislim da sam jednim dijelom sam odgovorio na ovo pitanje oko šta bi bilo ako se amandman ne usvoje.
Well, regarding the constitutional amendments and the future of the country in case of failure, I have almost gave my answer.
Otežalo bi i usporilo naš evropski put.
It could make our European way more difficult and it could definitely slow down the process.
Bojim se da bi u tom slučaju ove snage koje su bile protiv reformi mogle da radikalizuju situaciju u zemlji.
In that case, I'm afraid that these anti-reform forces could radicalize the situation in the country.
Da pritom koriste boračke populacije, izbjegličke populacije, sve one unesrećene ljude koji nisu zadovoljni.
You know, the war veterans, the refugees and many, many people who are not happy today.
Možda bi se to i odrazilo na možda bi to i promijenilo postojeći odnos političkih snaga, ali ne mora to da znači.
Current relation between the political forces in the country, which is necessarily not might be the case.
I za mene lično nije bitno da li će pobijediti stranka demokratske akcije ili neka druga stranka. Važno je da učinimo ono što je dobro za Bosnu i Hercegovinu.
The most important thing for me is to do what is good for Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Kad je u pitanju pitanje položaja katolika, mislim da moramo svi učiniti napore na povećanju povratka ljudi.
I think we should all together intensify our efforts in order to provide
posebno,
the return
mislim
of
da su
the Bosnian
mogućnosti povratka u Posavinu. Odakle i ja lično potičem i trebali bi međunarodna zajednica i Bosna i Hercegovina i Republika Hrvatska svi da pomogli ljudima da se vrate.
Vidite,
jer oni koji vole Bosnu i Hercegovinu, koji žele Bosnu i Hercegovinu, oni nju žele kao državu ravnopravni u kojoj će biti i Hrvati, katolici, i Srbi, Bošnjaci, i Srbi, pravoslavci, i Bošnjaci, i muslimani. Jer država Bosna i Hercegovina lakše može opstati na tronošcu nego na dvonošcu.
You know, I can tell you what are the feelings and the expectations of us, the patriots of Bosnia and Herzegovina. We love our country and we want our country to be the country, the multi-ethnic country, the country of the equal Bosniaks, Croats, Serbs and the other citizens, and Bosnia and Herzegovina will be much easier to survive if it contains all these ethnic groups rather than to be divided into two.
Mr. President, let me just give you these summaries of work that the Institute has sponsored, that Purdue University has led, and let me say that they are a symbol in a way of all that the people in this room have tried to contribute to Bosnia. I see Megan Stewart, I see Mike Halsall, I see many others who have spent time in your country, who have worked hard to try to bring peace to Bosnia and to wish you extremely well in the future. So thank you very much for being with us.